Welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, as promised, back after the news, Carol Gray is on the phone with us. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
Carol is truly an expert in autism spectrum disorder. You've been working with these families and children for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, actually about 30 years.
30 years. Wow. You've written extensively on the subject, I know, and you've developed some tools for working with children and adults with autism. Earlier on the show this morning, we covered some of the basics of autism spectrum disorder, and one of the main points we learned is about the disconnect that takes place during conversation, communication, socialization between someone with autism and anyone else, and that's the core of your work, isn't it?
Yes, it is, helping people on both sides of the conversation so that they can have a more effective and certainly more meaningful interaction.
Well, and you know, interaction seems to me that's really the word we're talking about, because I do know that children in particular, when they have autism, lots of times they don't do that interaction, do they?
No, they certainly don't, or they struggle, and certainly at different levels and with different varying degrees of difficulty. So if
there's a child, say a child who's 6 or 7 years old with autism, and I know that there's a wide range of their capabilities and so forth, but a parent says something to them and they don't react, what do they do instead?
Can you rephrase that question?
Well, what I mean is, you know, you say you ask the child to come to dinner, and is that a conversation that you can have? Or do you have to do something different to get them to come to dinner?
It would really vary depending upon the child.
Mm-hmm.
And for some children, we may use a picture schedule to help them understand that it's time for dinner. Other times, a child may readily understand that it's time for dinner. The profile of autism is very unique depending upon the individual that we're talking about. Sometimes a child may not want to leave the activity that they are currently engaged in to come to dinner, and may have more difficulty than a typical child in making that transition.
So you mentioned something about picture schedules. What are those?
Picture schedules are frequently used with children with ASD to help them understand what's coming next, so that a parent could enhance their communication to a child by not only saying it's time for dinner, but also pointing to the next square on the picture schedule that may be posted on the refrigerator to indicate we're all going to be sitting down at the table right now.
Oh.
Picture schedules can help to add meaning to an interaction and makes it easier for a child to identify what's coming next.
Very interesting. So if I'm understanding you correctly, they have what, their day scheduled in pictures so that they can look at them?
Many children do, and many children with autism spectrum disorders do benefit from some type of schedule. For a child who's very young, we might have a schedule with photographs or representative objects, whereas for a child who's older, it may look very similar to what I use in terms of my planner each day.
I see. So what you're saying then, if I understand correctly, is you give them more clues than just the word would be. You give them more ways to process it in their brains, maybe in pictures, in a schedule and time, those kinds of things. And if they have more clues, then they will interact more normally, would you say?
They will be more, certainly many of them will be able to more meaningfully understand what you are requesting of them.
I see.
Or what you're trying to explain.
I see. We talked a few minutes ago with a young mother, Carrie Fitzgerald. She has a 5-year-old son whose name is Aiden, and he has autism. And she described his reaction to kinds of changes. She said any time that they would do something that was a change to their routine, he would kind of melt down. He couldn't cope with it. Is that typical of a child with autism?
Many children with autism spectrum disorders do have trouble with changes in routine and accommodating for those changes. Actually, we all do, as evidenced by if we have too many changes in our life, it's a stressful day.
Mm-hmm.
The electricity goes out, and suddenly we look for how we can maintain our routine. But what we see in children with autism spectrum disorders is a real increased and enhanced need for that routine to be in place. And when it is interrupted, for us it's difficult. For children with ASD, it can be very, very difficult.
So it's really a level of tolerance you're talking about.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And that's why providing additional information to children with ASD in a way that is meaningful for them can really help to improve the situation.
Well, it's about managing their expectations then.
True, true. And certainly the more information we have, the more our expectations can be in line with the situation that we are dealing with.
Well, it strikes me that I liked your analogy of saying, say the power goes out and that becomes a stressful situation for us.
Right.
If what we're talking about here is a level of tolerance, with any of us, if our expectations are managed, then we cope a lot better. And so if their trigger point is that much lower, you're just talking about overcoming those trigger points.
True, true, yep.
And you have a tool that you call social stories to do that?
Right. Social stories are an instructional tool that help us to share information about a given skill or concept or situation with a person with autism spectrum disorders, and we can tailor that information in a social story to help to ensure that that information is meaningful for that particular person.
And so you develop stories, what, about things that might happen in their lives or events that might occur?
Absolutely. We can write social stories about a situation that is coming up in the future, for example, preparing a child for a birthday party, or even preparing a young adult for what they might encounter at the university, covering topics that you or I might think, well, everybody knows that, or we kind of take that for granted, but yet that is often the type of information that people on the spectrum do not have independent access to. But when we describe that in a story, suddenly they understand and can apply that information. In many cases, certainly, we know not all, because this is a disorder that has a very unique profile in each individual. But for many children with autism spectrum disorders, social stories are very helpful.
So I do want to talk about that transition to adulthood in just a second, but maybe you could give us an example. When Carrie Fitzgerald, the young mom, told us a story about one day when her younger son got sick, and so Aiden, the older one with autism, knew there was going to be a change and wanted nothing to do with it. Is that the kind of social story you would develop to help him cope with that?
We could certainly, knowing that that's difficult, we could certainly develop a social story that talks about sometimes people become ill. When people become ill, they stay at home until they are healthy. I may become ill, or my brother may become ill. This is okay. Mom is there to care for us, and it's best for her to care for us at home. That way, everybody at school can stay healthy, and my brother can, or I can, get healthy again more quickly. So we could. Those are some of the concepts that we would cover in a story to help in the future with that particular situation.
And so, the more they make sense then to Aiden, the easier it will be for him to cope with that change.
Right.
I see.
Right. In Aiden's mind, there's this routine, and everybody gets ready each morning, Monday through Friday, and they go off to school. It's those exceptions that he needs some information about so that they do not take him off guard. None of us like to be taken off guard. And whereas most of us can quickly retrieve the information we need to talk ourselves through an unexpected event, we now understand that children with ASD may not be able to so readily retrieve the type of information to self-coach themselves through an unexpected event.
And this takes place right through adulthood, doesn't it? Because children with autism grow into be adults with autism.
Sure.
And
yeah.
By then, are they mostly learning these tools? These are things you've developed a number of years now, and I know there are other coping tools as well. Do you find that people with autism, as they become adults, are they functioning more readily in society the way it is than they used to?
Yes, I think we are seeing some exciting gains for young adults. Certainly we have some outcomes that still are not where we would like those outcomes to be. Often people on the spectrum may have wonderful, incredible talents and abilities. They often may be very dependable, showing up to work exactly on time, etc. But where they have difficulty is often in those social nuances, interacting with others, resolving conflicts, or reading a given and getting the gist of an interaction or a communication as quickly as the rest of us do.
Very interesting. Well, it's good to know those strides have been made. So you'll be here in Syracuse on Tuesday speaking at the Autism Conference, and you have some books and DVDs that people can purchase to help them, these families as well, don't you?
Yes, I do, and I believe many of them will be available at the conference. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Very good. Well, Carol Gray, you've brought some hope and some peace to many families of children with autism. We thank you for what you do, and we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, we do need to take a break now. We'll be back in just a few moments, but please stay with us. This is SUNY Upstate Medical University's HealthLink on air on 570 WSYR.